An exasperated mom calls her son home for the night, but he's seen something miraculous, a star with a tail. And then, the next day, there's a knock on their humble door. Is it possible, following that star, three kings?
Mother! Mother! Mother, come with me!
Amal and the Night Visitors is the story of the impoverished widow and her son who hobbles on a crutch and hosts royalty for a night. It was written by Giancarlo Menotti, who was born in Italy but attended Philadelphia's Curtis Institute of Music with Leonard Bernstein and Samuel Barber, who became Menotti's longtime partner. Amal premiered on NBC TV Christmas Eve 1951 and became an instant tradition, as highly anticipated as Santa Claus or Ron Cohen, my former high school choir director who visits us every year at this time, and this year brings an impassioned plea regarding Amal. Mr. Cohen, welcome back.
It is great to be here, Robin, as always.
Yeah. You tell us Menotti may have been inspired by his childhood in Italy.
There was no such thing as Santa Claus, Robin, in Italy. In Italy, it was the three kings that were the big deal, bringing all the gifts. And he had a brother who was completely infatuated with Casper, who he was convinced was quite deaf and a bit zany. And later on, we're going to see that this comes into play with Casper
right.
when he wrote Amal.
Yet he didn't remember this. When he was commissioned by NBC, he didn't remember immediately the three
kings. Not only did he not remember, Robin, but he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what the plot would be. And it's just sheer, shall we say, serendipity. He goes to the Metropolitan Museum, and he ends up seeing the Adoration of the Kings by Bosch. He looks at that, and suddenly just floods into his mind, oh, my Lord, all his lovely childhood memories come to him, and he says, I've got it.
In the TV special, Chet Allen plays Amal. His mother is played by Rosemary Coleman. The three kings, Balthazar, Leon Lischner, Melchior, David Aiken, Casper, Andrew McKinley. And to your point that Menotti kind of fashioned him after his brother's sense of who Casper was, here Casper is showing Amal his treasured possession.
This is my box, this is my box. I never travel without my box. In the second drawer I keep all my beads. Oh, how I love to play with beads. All kinds of beads. This is
the last part, the music changes and it sounds like you're going to hear something so mystical and beautiful. And what does Casper say is there?
In the third drawer, oh, little boy, oh, little boy, in the third drawer I keep. Licorice, licorice, black sweet licorice, black sweet licorice. Have some.
So a wonderful moment there, which is why children loved this show so much. But soon after, one of the most powerful moments, when the kings tell this impoverished widow, the mother, Enamal, that they're looking for the Christ child. Let's listen to a little of Have You Seen a Child?
Have you seen a child?
This sort of symbolizes all mothers and children. Has she seen a child? And they're referring to the Christ child, and she's answering, yes, I saw the child, and it's Amal. There's the divine in all of us, especially little children.
Well, Ron Cohen, just as we're pulverized by that scene, we move on to the next. The local shepherds come. Word has spread about the kings, and they bring gifts.
This is all the shepherds have.
Thank you, thank you, thank you kindly, thank you, thank you, thank you kindly.
Citrons and lemons, musk and pomegranates, goat cheese and walnuts, figs and cucumbers.
It's been well over 50 years, and all I can remember, I never forget, thank you, thank you, thank you, kind, never forget it. The use of the words are very important. Citrons and lemons, musk and pomegranates are olives and quinces. He takes the English language because he came here and he makes it sing. In Latin, we might do, omnium mysterium. It works in Latin, but oh, divine mystery doesn't translate. Il est bel, bon, 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 comme mère. Works for he is good and handsome. So the use of language is so beautiful in how we use it. And more importantly to me at this moment, talking about Leonard Bernstein, who we met, it's the rhythm that gets you. Ya-pa-pa-pa-pa, ya-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Remember, I like to be in America. You got da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's what's so catchy, and he takes rhythmic changes like that, and you don't forget it. Never forgot, thank you, never forgot.
So we've been awakened by the shepherds, but then everyone goes to sleep. And the temptation of the king's gifts in her home is too much for the mother. Let's listen. She takes the gold. The king's page catches her. And then Amal leaps up to defend his mother.
Would you dare, ugly man, hurt my mother? Would you dare, ugly man, hurt my mother?
Then the kings forgive her, and after that, she realizes she wants to give a gift to the child too, but she has nothing to offer.
This is where I get awfully verklempt. Every time I saw it, he looks at his mother. But mother, I can offer my crutch. And he takes a step forward, and she says, no, no, and he keeps on... And he starts to walk.
Okay, stick a fork in me, I'm done. It's just...
Get the Kleenex, will you, Robin?
But Ron Cohen, we've been, you know, so moved by hearing just these portions of this. What do you want to say to NBC?
Gee, my dream is for this network, which really brought us Peter Pan recently and did The Sound of Music, would bring back this beautiful little jewel. And the one and only Audra McDonald, who was meant to play the mother, would do it. And it would be given to young people today and for future generations. We need to have this come back. It is such a precious and a little jewel. It's beautiful.
From your lips, Ron Cohen. Former choral director at John F. Kennedy High School on Plainview, Long Island. My former choral director. Ron, Mr. Cohen, Mr. Christmas, as we called you, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, thank you, thank you kindly.
Thank you. Yes.
With your crutch,
you can tie it to my back.
Don't forget.
So, in the end, Amal says goodbye to his mother and goes with the kings to bring his crutch to the child in Bethlehem.
So, my darling, goodbye.
So, my darling, goodbye.
I shall miss you.
Yeah.